This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 307. We're continuing the Mad Max franchise. We're up to Mad Max 2, The Road Warrior from 1981. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
Hi, Nate. So this is the first time watch for you, right?
Correct.
When you talk to other people about this film, what did you get like before you got to sit down and watch this for yourself?
So if you remember last week, I said I was excited to watch this one because from what I had heard from most people, this is like the one they like better than the first one. I don't know anyone personally. I mean, I don't know a lot of huge fans of this franchise, to be honest, but I don't know anyone who says the first one's their favorite. I know a couple people who like the second one best, and I actually know one person who likes Thunderdome the best. But yeah, so what I've heard is that it's better than the first one. So I was looking forward to it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what your thoughts on. Like every time we do a movie where I'd never seen it or you never seen it, I always want to see what your reaction is because it's always totally different from everybody else's. Like me putting this on, to be really honest with you, watching this again, I'm like, whoa, like sit back and then you do this damn scoring system that we do. I'm like, oh, man.
It changes things.
Well, it does change a lot of things. It changes a lot of directions of what I perceive. When I used to see this movie, but it's fun. It's very fun. But with that said, all right, what did the audience and the critics have to say about this film?
All right. So, you know, second movie in the franchise, we got to compare it with the first one. This one is an increase in both critically. This is a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. That is 4% higher than the first film. And the audience score is an 86%, which is 16% higher than the first film. So audience is a lot bigger. Critics, they really like both of them. I mean, 4% it's pretty close, but increase both on both.
Well, that's a good sign, right? But now let's look at the financials here. Mm-hmm. How much money did this bring in? More than the first one? Because remember, when we saw the first one,
it was like the greatest movie of all time or something like that.
Of course, the biggest budget and all this, like greatest profit ever by a movie. So you're like, oh my God. This only came in at a $23 million worldwide.
Wow.
For 1981.
That's a huge drop because the first one was like $100
million. Yeah.
Yikes. Well, I mean, even with inflation, it made more than that. But you remember the first one with inflation, it made like almost $500 million. So this was not as big of interesting. That I did not see that coming.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
It's a big dip. Almost $80 million less.
I mean, it is.
$23 million.
$23 million worldwide.
Yeah, the first one made 100. So this was like, that's like a huge drop off.
Well, the first one here on Box Office Mojo said 8 million. But I think in terms of, remember, you got to remember inflation, they're doing
that
was how much.
Inflation. Okay, so this one made more. Okay, so
it didn't do 100 million because if it did, I mean, that would have been like a $1 billion profit by the time.
So this one made like three times as much. Okay, so
three times it was a as the first.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So I think this is just, did George Miller strike gold again with the sequel? Well, I mean, let's have fun. Let's get into it.
You know what's crazy, though? We've done two of these. Neither of these have made, like, to be an action, you know, a well-known property, these didn't make, like, bank like that. These are not making, like, 100, 200 million. It's interesting that they've made 8 and 23 so far. You know what I mean? Like, I thought they would make more. But anyway, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, now it's time to get in. Let's dig deep. Let's go into the apocalypse world with my man, Matt. All right, what do you think? Lead character Mel Gibson is back again for the sequel.
Okay, you know what? I'm glad you said what you said at the top about watching these movies and looking at our scoring system, because this movie did not quite go the way I thought it was going to go when I was going into it. I'm like, oh, well, everybody says this is the best, so I'm going to just love it. I actually gave him a lower score than I did in the first movie in this movie. He barely talks. He has no charisma in this. I'm being honest. Mel Gibson as Max has no charisma in this movie. He's stone-faced. And I understand why. And if you look at the movie in the beginning and in the end, he's looked at in this film as sort of this mythical figure, right? Like the movie opens with him just standing there and it's kind of like zooming in. And then it ends with the same shot, but like zooming out. And it's from the perspective of, I believe that's the kid that's narrating when he's older. It's like the Road Warrior was a legend. But it's not really about him as much as the first movie is. But that hurts the lead character. I mean, if we're being honest, like, he does the action. Mel Gibson's great in the action. He's, you know, he has the look still. He looks awesome in this movie. He does all the parts. But if you're going to tell me that this is a better characterization than the first movie, false. He has no really story. He's just a wanderer who plans to steal some gasoline from these people and ends up becoming like their defender. Very Western, again, very Western movie. Just coming in. He almost is like the Man with No Name type character. Yeah. Here. Just a guy comes in, does his stuff. My only thing was, like I said, he doesn't really have a ton of character or charisma. And the backstory, you know, they show the little flashback, but they don't add to it. I was hoping they added to it, gave him some layers. They didn't. I still gave him a 3 because I did think he fit. He did. Mel Gibson was good. And the character, he fit within the story, but he didn't really do much else. I was disappointed in that, in the characterization.
Yeah. I mean, I totally understand what you're saying. Because even now watching it, I'm like, oh my God. I started putting it on and I'm like, man, this fucking dude don't do shit.
It's like 20 movie. Words, the whole movie.
Yeah. I gave him a 4 though. I totally understand what you're saying. He does not speak. The character doesn't get developed very much because this is not a development story. Like it doesn't, it's more of a mythological of the character. Like someone like Jesus Christ, like someone telling the story of the Bible. You know what I mean? Like that type of character. Yeah. So like it's very weird when you sit back and you watch it because like in the beginning, they give you the story of him and then they give you how the I was a little confused with the apocalyptic world thing, but we'll talk about that in story.
Yeah.
I'm a little confused with that part. But in terms of the character, you're absolutely right. He didn't get better. I mean, he was the same. I like that he had a companion, his dog. I thought that was pretty cool. I was like, all right, he got his little dog with him. But other than that, he's just a normal dude in this movie in the wild. Like that's pretty much it. He's a drifter. He's like a hitchhiker in the apocalyptic world. Like these people went away at the end of the movie and they left his ass on the side of the road limping. And I'm like, okay, I guess this is like, they're just trying to use him as a god type thing. He came from the skies to help us. And you know, and I think Mel Gibson portraying Max, flawless. I was like, I loved him. Great. Mad Max on this sequel, in terms of the first, totally 360. And it felt like, and I don't know if you can agree with me though, it felt like what they did with Evil Dead 2 with Ash. Ash in the first Evil Dead, it was a pussy. He was like, oh my God, he's all scared. And then all of a sudden in the second one, he was a little bit scared. And then he became this heroic that everyone loved, the sarcastic in the world. Like the sequel just changed this character a little bit and kind of felt weird. But anyway, I gave him a 4. You gave him a 3, right?
Yeah.
You gave him a 3. All right, main villain. Now, I don't know if you want to go with this one. Yeah. You got the dude with the leather chaps. then you got the road warrior looking dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what you got there?
Okay. Lord Humongous is their leader. I guess he's the toe cutter of this group.
Yeah.
He can't hold a candle to toe cutter though, as far as personality. This dude's a WWF wrestler from the
80s. He is.
He's just, he's big. Yeah. He wears a hockey mask. They never show his face. He yells sometimes, you're going to come and get your gasoline. You have 2 days to, that's all he does. He doesn't really do much. He looks cool though. I mean, he does look cool. And then you have the gang. There's like the second in command guy who he does more. Yeah. But I kind of scored the whole gang similar to the first movie. Yeah. A 4. I think they're formidable. They're scary. They're out here killing people. And they look, this one reminded me already of like Mad Max Fury Road in a lot of ways.
Yes.
The way the driving scenes, the cars, the way they look, how they have the guys chained up on the front of the cars and stuff like that. So I liked them. I actually liked them. I thought they were good overall. Lord Humongous, cool name. Wish he had more personality, if you know, because Toe Cutter was better, but I still gave the whole thing a 4, the villain aspect. Yeah, I thought it was good.
Yeah, I agree with you. I gave it a 4 too. I enjoyed the bad guys in this one. They like, and it was cool, right? Because each section had like their own highway and dirt. Like these dudes was just wanted gas and that's what they wanted. It's like, give up the gas. And the thing that had me laughing though is when the dude was just like, all you gotta do is just leave your gate open and just let us go. We'll let you free. You have 3 days. Yeah. I was like, oh my God. I thought that was cool. The dude with the WWE hairdo, like the Mohawk dude, I liked him the best because he was just wild. Like this dude was nuts. Like when he screamed at him in the beginning of the movie, when he was taking gasoline, he was like, ah! Yeah. And Max just was like, what the hell?
This is an honest question. Was he gay? Yeah. He seemed gay.
Yes, he was. Okay. Yeah, because he killed
that young guy that looked like he was
he got mad.
Okay. And he had assless chaps. Yeah. I'm like, this is a gay character for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but he was pretty badass, though.
He was awesome. No, yeah, he was crazy.
He went into the factory, into the gasoline thing, and then he started just tearing up the dude. He headbutted him.
Yeah.
He did the somersault.
That was the best. The backflip.
I think it was a great character. I agree with you. All the villains were not memorable, but they were, to me, the staple of George Miller's world. Yes. Like, I was like, okay, this is right up there with any of his characters, like a foundation to the new Mad Maxes. You go, oh, this is from World War II. Like, this is where they got that concept from. Yep. But yeah, totally hands down for across the board. Okay, action scenes.
Okay, so we are going to go up five. The execution and the action in this movie is flawless. It's fantastic. And I knew, I had a feeling it would be from not just the way people talked about it, but watching the first movie again, they were great. And now he had more money and it shows. I love this, like even just the whole, I love the helicopter guy flying in over the stuff, the way it's shot. The best thing is about these early 80s, even into the 90s, no CGI. You got, sure, there may be like a green screen or not even a green screen. I think what they might have done a lot of times with the helicopter stuff is just kind of suspended him and it made it look like he was in the air. But there was a helicopter flying in a lot of the parts, but there's real explosions. When the gas thing blows up, amazing. I miss a good real explosion that's not a miniature and that's not a CGI fire. So I love that explosion. The whole chase scene at the end with the semi truck full of gas. That last 20 minutes is all action, like pure action. You got dudes jumping, flying off of stuff, explosions, shooting, stabbing. It was great. And there was less action than I thought there was going to be, but there's enough and it's high enough quality for me to label this a 5 out of 5 action film. So yeah, I give it a 5.
Yeah, I'm with you there. You said everything. I mean, this movie has great chasing. Like, you talk about like we haven't seen it in a while, but we're gonna get to that film. And that movie is like a non-action, like non-stop following each other, chasing each other for like a whole movie.
That's a chase movie.
This one was like the cat, like to me is like, this is where he got his thing. And I loved it when he tried to escape first and they were like, oh, and then he chased him with his car, they intercepted and flipped it over. I love the truck scene when he was like, I could get you the truck. All I need is like 6 gallons of diesel. And he came with all that and he's shooting magnums. Like, I love that whole thing. And you're right. I love practical car chases. It looks so much better than CGI.
Oh, yeah.
So much better. I mean, some of it looked kind of wonky when he speeds up the footage to make
when
it look fast.
Driving away at that one part.
Yeah, it looked so cartoony, but that was the 80s. But other than that, I like it a lot. I think it's so, like, 80s did so much great. Well, there's no CGI back then, so you couldn't
stunt work.
Stunt work is it's just the best. When they throw themselves off roofs, they look better. You know, they land on stuff. So I give kudos. Yeah, I agree. I give it a 5 on that. Okay, storyline.
All right. I see someone in our chat here, one of our Patreons, put a 5 out of 5 for story, and I can't, I'm not close to it, to be honest with you. This is where this story's paper thin. It is literally a sheet of paper thin. It is this group of people that are in a little town that has gasoline, and there's people outside of the town that want it, and Max gets involved. That's literally the plot. There's no like characters that you really grow to like. Not even that little weird kid. I didn't really like that kid. I thought he was weird. I liked his weapon with the boomerang. That was pretty cool. Yeah. But he just like growls and grunts. He doesn't talk. And there's no, you know, Max in the first movie has the wife, has the friend. Remember the scene like we talked about where his friend gets burnt up and he has emotion. He has no emotion in this. There's nothing for him to get really emotional about because there's no characterization. So I think the plot is, to me, it's the weakest part of this movie is the story because it is not really a story. Yeah. It is, but it's not in depth. There's no character development. It is a string of events that gets you to the finale. So I can't give it a super high score. It's simple. I will say it's effective in what it's trying to do. So I gave it a 3. I'm not going to give it a 2 or anything like that. I think it's effective. I just think it's too basic and there's not enough characters and there's not enough characterization. So I didn't love the storyline. It's probably my least favorite aspect of the movie, but I give it a 3 because it gets the job done.
Yeah, I gave this movie a 3 also. Ooh. It's weird because I was like, I like this one a lot. And I'm not going to lie. I do enjoy this one a lot because I was like, oh, the action. Remembering now. rewatching it within scoring the action movie stuff takes a back seat. And I go, okay, now I got to really break this stuff down. The action, you're absolutely right. The storyline, to me, there is nothing there. It's pretty much, I understand, it's just a point. Is this movie is pretty much an A, B, and C type movie.
Yes, yes. 100%.
It's Mad Max goes to this station to help out. And then from there, that's it. He's done. Like, that's the conflict is how do they get the gas out of this situation and on they go on to where they're going to live off in a new whatever.
Yeah.
And how Max is going to help out. That is it. So for me, I agree. It's not bad. I don't think it's great and I don't think it's perfect. But I think for this type of story for the 80s, I thought it was well done with what they had. And again, sometimes it's a hit or miss with 80 movies when they come for writers. Sometimes it's a great, plot. Sometimes it's not. But this is in between for me. And I think it's good. I don't think it's great and I don't think it's perfect. But again, simple plot. And that's pretty much it. But
I'll say one aspect that they did better here than the first movie is explaining the world. Because remember the first movie, we're like, when is it set? What is it post? Here, at least they're like, it's a past the apocalypse. The gasoline has run out. The oil, blah, blah. So I did like that at the beginning, but still. Three.
Yeah, I mean, but that's not even explained even well either. Because you're telling me atomic bombs went off and my man was just driving around in his interceptor. And you know what I mean? Off. Like, there's no radiation fallouts.
Yeah.
Like, somewhere, throughout.
Maybe.
So,
maybe not Australia. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. All I know is at least they tried. The first one, they just drop you in and
that's good true. Luck. Yeah, they expanded the world so people can. Okay, I get that. All right, we gave it 2 threes. All right, overall.
Overall, you just mentioned something though that I completely agree with, and it's that in spite of the story, this is a movie that's awesome to watch. I would watch this one over the first movie on a whole. It's just that when we break it down, you have to like, okay, this is not as good. This is not as good as the first film, but this one is thoroughly entertaining. Thoroughly entertaining. It moves quick. The first one doesn't really drag, but at least there's pauses. This is like just go, go, go. Even the story parts is moving quick. Bad guys are, they have an iconic look. The direction is great. George Miller, I think he really directed the crap out of this movie. And I understand, like when I watch the movie first, then I go and write down the Rotten Tomatoes scores because I don't want to be, swayed or anything. I could see it. I could totally see it. I could see why someone be like, this is a 10 out of 10 movie, because even though the plot is thin and the main character's thinly written, it's a blast. This is a fun movie to watch because of the story deficiencies and the lead being kind of not the best in this. I did give it a 4, but I think this movie I had a really good time and I would definitely watch, like if someone's like, you could watch 1 or 2, I think I would watch this one over 1 just for the entertainment factor.
Yeah.
So a 4 for me.
Dude, you said something. I mean, I agree with everything you said. There's one thing you said in that thing you were breaking down and it's absolutely true. To me, this is the best one. I think this is better than the first one. I always said the first one is a drag. It's a drag of a movie. It's good for what it is. But again, it doesn't have that. It doesn't take you along the journey. It's just a slow pace for me. It's just one of those like graphic novels. It just takes forever to get to where you got to get to. This one is awesome. Regardless of the flaw, like in storyline, yeah, great action. Mel Gibson is a great lead. It's not like he's horrible. He is a great lead. Even when he's eating dog food and the other dude is, like I love that whole scene. Like it's pretty good. Or when they had the dog with the shotgun.
Yeah.
And he has the bone in his mouth and he sees the rabbit run across and he thought the dog is going to jump and shoot. And he just stays there and you see Mad Max does like a smirk, like I trained him well type look. Mm-hmm. Like I love all that. Like those little nuggets in the film, it just fills up and it's actually pretty good. And even when they had the hot chick with the big, warrior woman?
Looks like a wrestler too.
Yeah, the warrior woman chick, right? You're thinking, oh, he's going to bang her somewhere through here in this movie. No, it has nothing to do with a love movie. Yeah, he had nothing to do with it. No love, no nothing. Gas out and we're done. So yeah, as a whole, I gave it a 4. It's a great film. I don't think it's perfect, but I think it's a really good sequel. It's up there. I don't think, for me, it will be top 10 sequels for action movie. For me.
Top 10. I could see that.
I can't
and
put it
better
top 5.
Than the first.
Yes, way better than the first. Yes. Yeah.
In ways.
Yeah.
First one's better in some ways. This is better in some.
Yeah, I mean, it's the
ingredient. This one's more entertaining than the first.
Yeah. No, I agree. I totally agree. All right, your total points.
Yeah. You know what I hated? You just reminded me when you were saying parts. I hated when the dude, freaking the Chaps Mohawk guy, just hit his car in the windshield with a pipe and it made him flip over? Like, how first of all, how strong is that pipe? And second of all, how strong is that guy? He hits the windshield and the whole car flips over like he freaking like Thor hit it with his hammer or something like that. That bugged me. I was like, really? Well, okay. A 19 out of a 25 for me. This actually got 1 point less than I gave Mad Max. I gave that a 20. But again, I would watch this over that movie. So it's just because the storyline and the lead are thin. Otherwise, this would have been higher. I like this one better.
Yeah, I gave this a 20. It's a 20 out of a 25. I enjoy this one a lot, a lot. I think this one is really good. I see no, I mean, there's flaws here and there, but I enjoyed it. It's a great sequel to an action franchise. I think it's up there. One thing that did annoy me, I got to say, the ending was kind of sped up though. That bad guy just totally ran right into the damn thing. Yeah, I was just like, dude, really? Like, that was so stupid, but it is what it is.
I guess he was just like, well, we can't win. I'm just going to try to kill him.
Yeah, flip over the truck. Well, he did flip over the truck, but
didn't kill him.
At the end, it was sand. It wasn't even real gas, which
makes me think where's the gas?
Oh, remember, they put it on the bus.
That's right.
Which I was like, ooh, genius. And they didn't tell him though.
I also like when the little feral kid does the backflip into the hole.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah,
does the backflip, jumps into the hole. Yeah, that was pretty funny. He was all like Newt from Aliens.
He was kind of Newt. Yeah, that throws boomerang though. Yeah. All right, Nate, what's coming up next on the podcast? All right,
next up, we are continuing with Remake Month, and we're doing a remake of a classic, like we're talking old Academy Award classic epic movie called Ben-Hur. Do the remake of Ben-Hur, and then we continue on with our Mad Max watch through next week with Beyond Thunderdome. Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, again, I never seen it, so I never seen two and three, these middle ones. I know Tina Turner's in it, I know Max got like a mullet, and I know the music video of California Love was inspired by this, so that's all I know about it. I've never seen even 2 minutes of it.
I can't wait to hear.
And it's PG-13. It's the only PG-13 one. So,
well, I don't know. I can't wait to hear your thoughts on that one. All right, guys, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts. Nate does his live shows with him and his friends from the podcast every other Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern at Nateflix Reviews on Instagram. You guys want to check out their podcast that they do, audio version. It's Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys. Geeks and Flicks on Instagram. Head over to our official website, www.geeksandflicks.com. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from They Fix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.